One thing that I had to realize, and this was hard for me, maybe because of, you know, divorce, the way I grew up, the military, just being kind of an individual, you know, in a way, and a lot of hardship, you know, a lot of enduring, a lot of hardship. One thing that I brought that into my marriage was that what cost me was I felt like she was an individual and I was an individual, you know what I mean? And we're both so very independent. But things really didn't get great until I realized that we were just really one person. Like in a marriage, especially if you have kids, you're just so, I explained it to a friend today, that it's like you're one strand of DNA. Like, yes, there's like little, you know, BBs of the DNA that are red, and there's little BBs of the DNA that are green, right? And maybe she's green and I'm red, right? We still have our own, we're our own being, right? But we make one strand of DNA. And then we did with our son, right? So how did we get here so fast, or what seems to be so fast externally, was that we knew what we wanted. So the goal was on the board. Just like in anything in life, like the way we do in our businesses, the way that we do in anything, is does this decision get us closer to the goal on the board or further away? And then you just don't make the decisions that are gonna get you further away from the goal. And then merciless truth, super uncomfortable truth of where we're at, where we're feeling. And it's not always been easy. It's been, matter of fact, it's been more hard than it's been easy. But through that truth, through the uncomfortable conversations, through us just relentlessly chasing personal growth, we found a lot of success, not only in our marriage, but in our life externally as well. I think people leave a lot on the table because they're just going through the motions. They're just going through Groundhog Day. They're not living intentional. They're not having intentional conversations. They're not living with merciless truth in their marriage, right? And it's hard, man. Marriage is hard. It is fucking hard. But it is so rewarding when you realize that you're one strand of DNA with this other person. And you're not alone. That can be a beautiful thing. But it starts with you just owning your shit and where you're at. And then leaning into that and poking it. Poking it. Not burying it, but uncovering it. Shining light on the darkness, right? By doing that, it goes away. You deal with it. But if you just bury your shit all the time and you just cover it up with vices and drugs and porn and booze and gambling or whatever your thing, whatever your vice is that distract you, well, that's going to be your life. Or you put all that shit away and lean in and just have this elite level life.